Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, I'm feeling for all the HVAC guys that are putting in overtime this weekend because people didn't check out their systems.
You nailed it. They definitely do not. It's been cool enough, and now we have the first big heat wave, which I am super thankful for. This week has been awesome, the second half of this week, so... all the good Tri-Cities feels and why we love these nights and extended days are awesome. So I'll take it. And it's also more time for me to show real estate, John, and get things sold. So I like all of it. The HVAC guys, once again, sorry about that. And also thank you for all the help in keeping our tenants and property owners cool. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy national celebrity house story. Now, John, I know this is a show that you know a lot about. The original showrunner of The Bachelor. You know, it's one of your favorites over there, right? The original showrunner of that was a guy named Mike Fleece, and he has a four-bedroom residence that was... in Malibu, so that should tell you one thing right off the bat there. It was for sale back in 2018 for $19 million.
Ooh.
It didn't sell, but if you had to guess, John, what would you say a $19 million home rents for per month?
$500,000.
Well, then I've got a bargain for you.
Okay.
Okay, he's having trouble with this property. He's got it for rent. He tried to rent it for $75,000 a month, and no takers on that. And so you can rent this property for your summer Malibu home if you haven't already put your deposit down, McKay.
Okay.
You can get this place for $65,000 a month.
What a bargain.
That's going to get you four bedrooms, an amazing view, absolutely sits up on a high bluff. There's a pool, a guest suite, primary bedroom. You're even going to get a walk-in closet for $65,000 a month.
Wow.
So this is my major luxury rental. Unfortunately, I have to stay in Tri-Cities and sell real estate, so I'm not going to be able to rent it. But John, I think, you know, just let me know after the show.
Okay. We'll blow a whole year's worth of money on a month.
Well, folks, we always like to temper that with a local Tri-City story. So I've got all the May stats which are in. And for inventory, so we've got a couple things happening right now, which buyers, I hope this perks your ears up a little bit. Inventory's actually been increasing. We're up to 790 active listings right now on the market, which we haven't been in the 800s for quite some time. And then on top of that, mortgage rates are back to moving in the direction that we like because there was some economic labor reports type that came out this last week, which was good news for interest rates. So we're seeing more inventory, lower rates, buyers, great time to check out the market again. Last month alone, listings sold 306, and the average price point for the Tri-Cities, $439,000. And with all of that being said, we saw days on the market come down. Days on the market had been creeping up. It got up as high as 57, back down to 54. So a good chance for people to look at some properties, have some options, and potentially maybe a great time to lock in with rates starting to trend back the right direction.
Good.
Well, I'm super excited about today's show. Anytime we can get some experts in to talk about what they're doing and some of the projects they're working on is always super fantastic for me. And so this week I've got here in the studio with us, I have got David Price and Tyson Jones, and they are here to talk. We're going to be talking about a high-end luxury listing that was released to the market this week, 1660 Jericho by Titan Homes. And it gets your attention a little bit, because when you see a builder spec home get released on the market for $1.6 million, that's not normal for Tri-Cities. And no. So I'm like, okay, let's get these guys in here to talk about it. So David and Tyson, welcome to the show.
Feels great to be here. Thanks, Lance.
Okay, well, great to have you guys. So, interesting, one of the reasons why I had you guys on the show is because you guys have been working on this project with Titan Homes. And when I go back and I look at the data and I pull up your last couple listing sales for this development, and I see a $1.475 million home, I see a $1.225 million listing, and I see a $1.35 million listing, and then you're throwing me a 1.6. I'm like, these guys are doing something different. That is not the normal listing history see when I pull up agents' listing history in Tri-Cities. And to a lot of folks, like, this sounds kind of risky, right? Like, so talk to me a little bit about what's going on, what's the project, what's Jericho that people are talking about?
Yeah, so Titan Homes just had this wonderful idea of creating a really elevated, elegant neighborhood. And these are high-end homes where the value is going to be protected. So, and the way they're doing that is they're controlling the neighborhood, and they control all the lots in this neighborhood as well. So there's 12 lots in this neighborhood, and they're the ones that are designing these floor plans, coming up with new floor plans daily, and really putting a lot of creative effort into it. And then I'll let Tyson kind of talk to you more about the design of the neighborhood. And
well, I have a follow-up question. So, because I get what you're saying there, and protect the value, because if someone's going to spend $1.4 million, what I've seen happen in the past is lots go up for sale in a development, and maybe one person buys lot A, somebody buys lot, you know, B, and then lot C sells. Well, A and C build a $1 million house. And then somebody puts an entry-level Rambler in the middle between them. Yeah. And nothing against that. Like, we need that type of housing. But that can affect, like, when the appraiser comes out to do comps for the neighborhood, that can be an issue. And you're saying that's not the case in Jericho. Like, we're not going to have somebody throw up an entry-level...
All Titan homes here, all 12 lots, and you better get it before they're all gone.
Okay,
yeah. Gotcha. If you want to be in this amazing neighborhood, centrally located to all the wineries, Queensgate shopping, highway access, tons of restaurants, it's right there in the middle of everything. You better not mess around.
Okay, but you have to talk to, as a listener to the show out there, you have to talk to me a little bit about... I get the neighborhood. I get you're close to all of that stuff. But you got to talk to me a little bit about what's included. Because if I'm coming up there to look at the house for $1.6 million, what am I getting? Because I better be getting something good.
You're not getting something good. You're getting something great. Okay, you're getting something above and beyond for sure.
Okay, I assume so, because all those numbers that I listed off earlier are sold. Those aren't you're asking. They're not for sale. They're all gone and sold. So what's included in a luxury house like that that we don't see in other places?
So often in new builds, you kind of get a blank slate, right? You get the home, but you're not getting blinds on all of the windows. You're not getting gutters on your home, which gutters are oddly rare in the Tri-Cities. And you're not getting landscaping completed. You probably have to pay for the fence to be installed, and you probably have to pay for your backyard landscaping, underground sprinklers. These are all items that are included in this home. Because if we really want you to buy, when we say elevated, we want to make sure that it's turnkey. You move in and you just live there and enjoy it. So these are a couple things that are included that other new builds do not include usually.
Yeah, and when David says landscaping, building, for instance, I mean, we're not talking about some sod and a couple little bushes, right? We're talking about, we're talking about an awesome water feature. I mean, we had a koi pond in one of these over here. So we're also talking about, fire pit, gas fire pit out there. I mean, the bells and whistles. And it's, not just a, cedar fence. It's a block fence with wrought iron. So, I mean, some pretty special things going on over there.
Okay, and I got to tell you guys, so from being a lifer in Tri-Cities, and you can correct me, I'm going to make a statement, you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, because there's probably something I'm not thinking of, and I trust the listener, somebody will email me that I'm wrong. But when you look at a live, work, walk, there's been a lot of those advertisements for a lot of developments in Tri-Cities. Mm-hmm. But when you look for a single family home that truly is, you can walk to, with walking paths available to you, you can walk to the Queensgate shopping area.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk across the street and have three regionally some world-class restaurants.
Correct.
Across the street. You can get on your bike. Shout out to me in a massive amount of pain this week. Tri-Cities is getting the 70.3, right? The half Ironman this year. I'm dumb enough that somebody's made me sign up for a relay. So I know, because I've been biking by this neighborhood a lot more recently, and the intersection of all the biking paths that come to this neighborhood. So you truly can do all of that in a single family environment and not have to get in your car. And,
correct.
And where else does that happen in Tri-Cities?
I don't really think anywhere like it.
Okay. And I know there might be one or two of these elements, mm-hmm, somewhere, but when you combine it all with a luxury type product,
definitely a lifestyle,
I don't think that there's another spot that you can go to that has all of that together. And so that's what was one of the most impressive things to me, is that you can walk across the street, meet friends, go back to your house, entertain, go out to dinner, hit some of the walking paths on the mountains. Like, the location, and I know it was, from a development standpoint, a difficult site to be developed, but I think the product that you guys ended up with just blows my mind as far as what's available around it. So
yeah, I agree. I think we're all very excited to be a part of the Titan Homes group. This,
yeah, and every time you bring one up, I'm like, where's the next one? But these aren't projects at the same time. Give me a little insight to, like, a project like this for a builder, it just doesn't happen right away. Like, and this is more than one person, right? Is there, what goes on in the background here?
Yeah, it takes a lot. So obviously, like you said, starting from the development start of it, I mean, they're pulling up, multi-ton boulders, and not a couple of them, I'm talking hundreds, right? So just to navigate through that, that's one thing. Then once you get to the build process, Aaron and his team, I mean, he's got a crew of members that design and take their time on doing so. And then if you ever go over to that neighborhood on any given day, you could see anywhere between 5 and 20 cars. We're working on landscaping and everything that you can imagine inside, plumbing, electrical, and it's tough to keep a tight-knit schedule, and they do such an amazing job doing so.
Yeah, well, it really shows in the finished product. I'm super excited for you guys. This really being the first weekend that a product like this, that this particular listing, mm-hmm, was on the market. I know the previous ones that I mentioned, you guys were sold right away, and I do think it's a niche market, right? And a lot of people look at this, and I really got to give kudos to you and then Titan for doing this, is it's a big risk for a builder, right? To go out, sure, they make all of those choices. Mm-hmm. They're very high-end choices. They're specific a certain way. But at the same time, I think they have a team that pulls it all together in a way that nobody else really does.
Agreed.
And then for people out there, what this does is, a lot of Tri-Cities is getting big enough now with our company base and our executive levels that we get people that are relocating and they're only coming to these areas for 2 to 3 years at a high-end executive level. And when they move in, they don't have time to go through a big build, but they want a luxury house.
Great
point. And so, you know, Titan and Aaron have been able to put this product together where I feel like for a lot of people, they can come into Tri-Cities and literally, if they wanted to, bring their toothbrush and a suitcase.
And there you go.
And this place is ready to go.
Yep, all set.
Exactly. Well, thanks, guys, for a little bit of that insight. I know we got a lot more to talk about. When we come back from the break, I want to get into some of the actual details inside this house and what brings this craftsmanship to a whole nother level.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We have had the luxury listing agent duo team in the studio with us today. We've got David Price and Tyson Jones putting some big numbers up in the luxury new construction market. We've been talking specifically about a house that they're launching this weekend that hit the market up there by Bookwalter Winery, right, guys?
Sure is.
Right across the street.
Okay. And just so happens that there's a little collaboration going on top of getting a great house. This one on Jericho, I was told, comes with if you're going to have a house there, it comes with a membership to Bookwalter Winery Club for the first year.
Absolutely. Sure does.
Okay, I love it. That is the only way to be doing it up there. Well, before I quiz you a little bit more about that specific house, I'm going to do a little reality check here, because sometimes I do a show like this and people are like, well, I'm not calling them because, you know, Lance's guys were on their only list things a million plus. That's not true. I've got a great pick three here of some awesome opportunities. I mentioned at the top of the show, rates coming down a little bit and great time for potentially first-time buyers that have been sidelined out of the market the first half of the year. So pick number one, 2900 South Garfield Street in Kennewick. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath, 1,800 square foot home, laminate wood flooring throughout, stainless steel appliances, new HVAC, brand new vinyl windows, and a new septic system. Living room has stunning floor-to-ceiling masonry fireplace, impressive feature that also adds a little bit of charm to that room. On the lower level, you've got a generous den and family room, freshly upgraded with brand new carpet. Awesome built-in shelves and bookcases here as well. And then outside, fully fenced, big backyard gives a great private area for hanging out and entertaining. That price point, all of that, coming in at $419,900. Pick number two, 914 West Kennewick Ave. This is a two-bedroom, one-bath. You're not going to believe the price on this. 864 square foot home. The seller is offering $5,000 in closing costs, new LVP flooring, large front yard, brand new roof, two storage sheds, awesome cozy living room, beautiful mantle framing the fireplace. Kitchen is fully equipped, all appliances will stay, and outside, once again, great backyard area. This coming in at $285,000. Also with the seller paying the $5,000 in closing costs we talked about. Great, great opportunity there. And then pick number three, I'm going to get you even a better price on this one. 1109 Winslow Avenue in Richland. Two bed, one bath, 609 square feet, central Richland location, laminate wood flooring, brand new roof, newer mini split, light and bright kitchen, updated bathroom with tile flooring, and also fully fenced large backyard. And this is a price point we haven't seen in a while, $249,900. So there's opportunities out there in the market. And like I said, those payments getting better with some of the interest rate relief that we've had. Well, David, Tyson, I asked you guys a couple questions about this amazing house that you guys are bringing to market here with Titan. But you got to give me a little bit more than that, okay? I believe you about your landscaping and your gutters and full and just amazing location.
Does it come 1.6? With a stocked fridge?
Yeah, yes. What else comes in this amazing house? And this is a big house on one level, right? Like, what's the square footage up there?
So we're just over 3,700 square feet at this home.
So, yeah. So bumping up close to 4,000 square feet, and that's Rambler.
Yes.
All on one level. No Correct. Stairs.
Yep. One level.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What else goes into a house like this?
You know, there's a lot. And this is why I love the Titan team, because they're so creative. But in the kitchen alone, you know, the oversized refrigerator, you know, it has the ability to be both sides freezer, both sides refrigerator, whatever works best for you. There's even the pot filler over the stove, but then right to the left, right of it, there's a pot filler for the coffee bar, because we don't want you to walk too far to fill your coffee. So
I love that. I rarely see a second pot filler.
Never.
And I'm always, that Keurig is always freaking out of water when I go to use it at my house.
Not anymore. Now he's got to turn it on.
Love it. Love it.
On top of that, there's built-in wine fridges. So how many? Three at this one. So there's two huge wine fridges built in, and then in a dining area, and then another in the kitchen itself underneath the coffee bar.
So you're telling me I can walk to Bookwalter, have dinner, grab my wines from the wine club,
yeah,
and walk them back to the house and put them right in.
Put them straight in your chiller.
It'll be ready for you.
Okay. I love it.
One of the three, whichever you choose. And then also there's a butler's pantry back there that has a second refrigerator just in case there wasn't enough storage for you in the kitchen. Also in the kitchen, one of my favorite aspects of it is instead of doing, you know, Subway tile backsplash, they have a full quartz walls behind this. So they were talking like behind the stove, at the coffee bar, you name it. It is a quartz wall instead of just tile.
So the quartz countertop's not enough. We need to run that all the way
just
up
the whole
wall.
Kitchen. Let's just
okay,
do it.
Okay, let's do it. I love it. Ramp I love it, up. It.
And honestly, I think one of my favorite features of this home, and it's something I've never, ever seen before, they have solar-powered blinds in the primary suite, which is so cool. I'd never seen it before, and it's just they continue to amaze me. And then even in the primary, you have heated floors in your bathroom as well. You name it, it's there.
Yeah, and I did notice too, like, it's very popular now, and I wish, you know, they had done this years ago, but the whole wet room concept. So you have that, explain that to me, that setup a little bit.
Yeah, so if you're walking in from the garage, you have, it's a full laundry room, it's also got.
Oh, I was talking about the primary.
I'm sorry.
Tub.
Oh, you're interested in the room size shower with the tub in it that
Absolutely.
you can lay in and watch TV from.
Yes.
After yeah.
I forgot about that. You're telling me I can see the TV from the shower.
Sure,
okay,
sure can.
Good. I'll take that.
Yep.
Yeah, and then the other thing too that I've seen in some of their advertising is their own cabinet company.
Yeah, Atlas is actually their cabinet company. So they customize and build all of their cabinets. And if you see them in person, wow, you notice the quality on them. They're pretty sweet.
I couldn't believe just how many cabinets there were.
Tons of storage all over the place.
So that's huge as well. And then the other thing that has become so popular is I saw some of your pictures when I was prepping for the radio show and stuff too. The night shots or the lighting shots that you have. Does every shelf have its own light?
Yeah, basically. there's LED and backlit on, you know, they call it toe lighting, behind every picture, any area that basically they could take advantage of, they put some type of lighting.
Yeah, I was shocked when I walked through and saw, just the amount of LED lighting and what's in there was incredible. So the next question I have for you guys a little bit is, you're in here. This is a great, amazing house. Obviously, some things have been done differently that aren't done in an everyday scenario. When you go to market something like this or a luxury home like this, I know what it's not, but give me a little example or insight to that. Like, I know this isn't just throw up a sign and take some pictures with your iPhone. Like, what What else are you guys doing there?
Yeah, so we're having 3D tours, the drone. So, for instance, we brought out someone just to take drone pictures. So they're coming out at night and showing you what that looks like. You can see what the views are looking like, which I don't think we actually even mentioned. We have some views of the mountains. You can actually see partial river views from some of these lots. So pretty amazing stuff over there.
Yeah, and it shows in the marketing package for sure. And I think that, those pictures were incredible. I know that that's not just, no offense, but I don't think you and David took those pictures.
No offense taken, for sure. I for sure did not take those pictures. Yeah, that is out of my scope of capability.
Okay, because I think that high-end photography like that and that look, it matches the house.
For sure.
I think if you're selling a luxury product like that, and it definitely presents that way.
For sure.
And then along with, I saw the video that you guys did as well, and that, that video is incredible for this property. So that's a big one for sure. Is there anything else, if somebody was looking to put a luxury home like this on the market in a price point like that, what else about what you guys do would they want to know before you came out?
When you're dealing with properties at this price point, you really want to create an experience as well. So for us, one of us is going to be present for every single showing that happens at this house. And the reason being is we're sitting here and we're talking about all these upgrades that the home has. And if you're just in there walking around, you might miss a lot of these added details that add significant value to the home. So we're going to be there. We're going to point out everything that comes with this house, all the beautiful upgrades. But also, we're going to have a catered party for brokers open. We're gonna have agents in there. We want everyone to see this in case they have clients that might fit well. Showcasing the property on social media, like you said.
I mean, we're here talking about it on the radio right now.
Talking about it on the radio show.
Yeah. Marketing.
Yeah.
So a couple things also that we didn't even mention about this house are the 18-foot ceilings, the repeaters for your Wi-Fi, so you're not ever getting clogged up there, the security system, the Sonos, Alexa. I mean, there's so many things that we can talk about.
Yeah, you're blowing my mind right now. I'm looking at what I know to be upgrade lists on other new builds that I've been in.
Not everybody has that stuff.
And when I saw that, now that you mentioned that, when I walked through, I was like, "What are those glowing blue rings?" And then you're like, "Yeah, that's an already built in, if you've moved and had to install your router, and then the kids in the back bedroom are complaining that they don't have enough bandwidth. This is already built into this home."
Exactly.
Yeah. So a lot of those extras you'd be paying for, calling the blind company to come 3 weeks later because you can't watch TV because it's sunny. You're just not having to deal with any of that. They've taken those things out of the process and delivered you really an actual turnkey high-end product.
It's more than perfect. It's things like we said people don't even think about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I do want that.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Well, guys, I know you're super busy this weekend. I know you've already got some showings lined up there for this property.
Sure do.
It is available if somebody was looking for a package like that, turnkey move in. I was fortunate enough to hear some feedback. I know there was a showing yesterday, and there's some more scheduled. And I heard somebody say, "I've been looking in this price point, and this is the best thing that we have seen in this market." So, so if you're looking for something like that, I would say reach out to these guys. Go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot them a message, and line up a showing for yourself. And it's going to be warm out there. We're all excited. Real estate market's heating up. Weather's heating up. This is like prime Tri-Cities amazing June. And we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.